From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The president-elect holds a news conference, the first in quite some time. Donald Trump acknowledged Wednesday that Russia did meddle in the November election, but said that if Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him, he considers that an asset, not a liability. In his first news conference in nearly 6 months, Trump said that even if Putin supported his candidacy over Democrat Hillary Clinton, he would be tougher in dealing with a Russian leader on the world stage when he assumes power next week. Asked about the computer hacking, U.S. intelligence officials believe Putin authorized. Trump said he shouldn't have done it.
He shouldn't be doing it. He won't be doing it. Russia will have much greater respect for our country when I'm leading it than when other people have led it. You will see that. Russia will respect our country more.
The president-elect denounced the release of reports that Russia compiled tawdry information to compromise him and that his campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence. VOA's Ramon Taylor attended the president-elect's news conference in New York.
Unusual is one way to put it, but in another way, it sort of gives us a more clear image of what kind of relationship we can expect Donald Trump to have with the press. If there was any doubt before of his relationship as being contentious, I think it's more clear now. And as we saw throughout that hour, things sort of spiraled downward by calling out specific names of reporters, including CNN's Jim Acosta. So as time went on, clearly a very agitated Donald Trump came after reporters, and the feeling was mutual. You could see a shouting match at times. I think moving forward, we're going to see very heated press conferences. The question is, how many times will we as members of the press get to see that?
This is VOA News. Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State says climate change does exist and the risk is great enough to warrant action. ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson didn't say what action. Tillerson told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday the increase in greenhouse gases is having an effect, but he says the ability to predict that effect is very limited. The president-elect has sent mixed signals on climate change. He has brushed it off as a Chinese hoax and also said nobody really knows. Tillerson says he came to his personal position on climate change as a scientist. He says Trump has invited his thoughts on the contentious subject. He says, I feel free to express those views. Tillerson also says he would recuse himself as Secretary of State from any matters that involve ExxonMobil. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for vigilance against nationalist trends that threaten to divide the world.
Kerry called for vigilance against nationalism and other trends that threaten to divide the world.
There are many voices in the world who have essentially given up on diplomacy. They see, and some openly encourage, the breakdown of cooperation, the building of economic and political walls, and the growth of mistrust and division along racial, ethnic, national, and religious lines.
Kerry said the story of American diplomacy reflects a far different and far more uplifting vision.
We are defined by an idea. Unlike most other nations, the idea is that all people are created equal.
Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Volkswagen is pleading guilty to three criminal charges and will pay $4.3 billion to the U.S. government for cheating on emissions test and destroying evidence in an elaborate cover-up. The penalty is the largest against any automaker in U.S. history. The government also said a grand jury has returned an indictment against six VW executives and employees for their roles in the scheme. A deal announced Wednesday also requires VW to cooperate in an ongoing probe that could lead to the arrest of more employees. Government documents accuse six VW supervisors of lying to environmental regulators or destroying computer files containing evidence. VW admitted programming diesel engines to turn on pollution controls during government tests and switch them off in real-world driving. The killing of five diplomats from the United Arab Emirates in a bombing in southern Afghanistan marks the deadliest attack ever for the young nation's diplomatic corps, though it's too soon to tell who was behind it or if the Gulf envoys were even the targets. A federation of seven sheikhdoms founded in 1971 said it would fly the nation's flag at half staff.
That's the latest world news from VOA.